Hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, the holidays are here, and with the holidays come a new lineup of movies that you won't want to miss. Yesterday, we started learning about some of these exciting movies. Well, guess what? Today, we get to discuss more of these exciting movies. Today's lesson is called Movies You Won't Want to Miss. And the question I want you to look out for is, what prime minister is featured in the movie Darkest Hour? What prime minister is featured in the movie Darkest Hour? Open up your magazines and let's go find out. Follow me.
Movies You Won't Want to Miss. Historical events are also featured in this season's films. Winston Churchill faces trying times in Darkest Hour. He has just become Prime Minister of Great Britain. He must decide whether to negotiate peace with Nazi Germany or fight for the ideals and freedom of his nation. Facing the prospect of a war, his country is totally unprepared to fight, Churchill must deal with his darkest hour. In the 1880s, two powerful men, Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse, battled over how to distribute electricity to the public. The current war details their conflict.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 prospect 这个名词 PRO 这个字首有向前的意思 SPECT 这个字根有看的意思所以 prospect 是指可能性或者是希望如果要说明什么样的希望的结果的话是用 of 这个介系词例如 the prospect of reconciliation between this couple is high because they still love each other这对夫妻破镜重圆的可能性很高因为他们仍深爱对方 prospect 如果是指事业上成功的可能性或者是前景的话大多是用复数型例如 the review gives a broad description of these major companies prospects in the year 2018 这份报告对于这些大企业2018年的前景做了很全面的叙述继续我们看 distribute 这个动词 DIS 这个字首有分开的意思 TRIBUT 这个字根是指给予所以 distribute 就是指分派分送或者是分配例如 the cakes are freshly baked in the wee hours of the morning and distributed to different restaurants by 7 a.m. 这些蛋糕都是在清晨时分新鲜烘焙之后早上七点之前就被派送到不同的餐厅它的名词是去掉字尾的 e 再加上 ion 变成 distribution 例如 the population distribution of America 就是指美国的人口分布状况
Hey, so Gabe, do you enjoy watching historical movies?
Rebecca?
Oh, yes.
Earlier this year when Dunkirk came out, yes, I went to the theater and watched that. I do enjoy some historical movies.
Well, then, I bet you're going to want to watch the movie Darkest Hour.
You know, it does sound really interesting because it's about a very important figure in history whom, you know, I haven't researched a lot about, but it would be cool to see what this movie tells us about him.
And you're talking about Winston Churchill, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, our lesson does say, historical events are also featured in this season's films. Winston Churchill faces trying times in Darkest Hour. And you see that phrase, trying times? Let's talk about that phrase real quick. Trying times are just very difficult times. There's a lot of difficult things going on. Maybe you lost money, you lost your job. Mm-hmm. A lot of difficult things could be happening at the same time.
Exactly, and it's kind of annoying, and it really tries your patience. These kind of things, these trying times, test people to see what kind of people are, right? What kind of person are you? You can find out during those trying times. For example, after a typhoon or an earthquake has destroyed a town, well, those are trying times. A lot of people come together, and we see what people are really made of during trying times.
That's right. Now, I just saw the answer to the question I asked earlier. I asked, what prime minister is featured in Darkest Hour?
I know the answer.
Yes, what's the answer?
His name is Winston Churchill. Did I get it right?
Whoa, that was so good. Excellent job, Gabe. Mm-hmm. 1 point for you. Well, that is correct. Winston Churchill is featured in the movie Darkest Hour.
And he has just become Prime Minister of Great Britain. He must decide whether to negotiate peace with Nazi Germany or fight for the ideals of freedom and freedom of his nation. And of course, this is the cover for this movie. Never, never, never surrender. Those must be the ideals that Winston Churchill has.
And you saw the word negotiate in the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to discuss a related word, and that is the word negotiation. If you are negotiating something or if there's a negotiation taking place, this just means that there's a discussion going on in which someone is trying to reach an agreement about something.
That's right. Two or more people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a negotiation. This reminds me of several years ago, YouTube was its own company. But after some negotiation, some talking here and there, Google bought YouTube. Okay, so that was after some negotiation.
Exactly. And what's continuing on here? So we already learned that Winston Churchill must decide whether to negotiate peace with Nazi Germany or fight for the ideals and freedom of his nation. And if you're fighting for something, this means that you are trying to protect and defend what you believe in or defend somebody or something.
Exactly. So we usually use this phrase to talk about soldiers who mm-hmm. fight for their country. But you don't only have to fight for people or a country. You can fight for ideals or abstract things like freedom, right? For example, in many countries, people are fighting for the right to be heard or fighting for free speech.
And we continue on. Mm-hmm. Facing the prospect of a war his country is totally unprepared to fight, Churchill must deal with the darkest or with his darkest hour. So that is what this movie, Darkest Hour, is all about. It sounds really, really, really educational and very good.
Exactly. Okay, so friends, let's move on here. In the 1880s, two powerful men, Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse, battled over how to distribute electricity to the public. Well, I've heard of Thomas Edison and, of course, his relationship to electricity, mm-hmm. but I haven't heard of George Westinghouse. Perhaps that's not fair. Perhaps we should know more about George Westinghouse.
Well, you just might learn more about him mm-hmm. in the movie The Current War, because this movie details their conflict.
All right. Well, friends, of course, in every movie there are stars and celebrities. What is the difference between a star and a celebrity? Let's find out in
The Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Are you a fan of a movie star? I bet some of you are. There's something about movie stars and celebrities that attracts people.
I consider Ken the TV star of our English program.
No, I'm not a star. I'm just an English teacher. But Carolyn, let's talk about stars and celebrities. Oftentimes we use celebrity and star interchangeably, but there is a difference between them, isn't there?
Yes, there is. When someone is famous for something, it could be anything, that person is oftentimes referred to as a celebrity.
And a person can become a celebrity by simply doing strange or outrageous things on social media, such as telling jokes, acting silly in front of the camera, or just being good-looking. Anything that can catch people's attention.
That's right. In the digital age, it is extremely easy for people to promote themselves in front of the camera. In the old days, you had to be really good at what you do in order to be on TV.
If someone is very talented in their profession, that person has a chance to become a star. And there are stars in almost any field, such as sports, business, or entertainment.
Even English teaching. So, in general, a celebrity is someone who doesn't necessarily have to have any talent, but is simply just famous because they are. But a star is someone who is famous because they're the best of the best in their professional field.
一个名人，你会用哪一个英文字来形容 star 还是 celebrity？ 这两个字其实有不同的含义。其实，在网络上有许多知名的网红，透过非常有创意的方式，例如搞笑，让自己在网络上成名。你可以形容这些人是 celebrity 名人。还有些人喜欢在新闻媒体上发表奇怪的言论，或是做出一些怪异的行为，炒作新闻，争取曝光率。 他们被称为 celebrity， 只是因为大家都认识他，但本身并没有什么过人之处。另一方面，如果一个人想要成为 star， 通常他必须是一个行业中天赋异禀、专业过人、表现又相当杰出的明星。所以 star 和 celebrity 在本质上有很大的差别。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, we just learned about some very interesting movies. We learned about Darkest Hour. Do you remember what Prime Minister appears in this movie? That's right, Winston Churchill. Well, we have more movies to learn about right now, so what are we waiting for? Let's continue.
Movies you won't want to miss. In Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, four teenagers discover an old video game console with a game they've never heard of. While attempting to play it, they become the avatars they've chosen and are thrust into the game's jungle setting. The one musical this season celebrates the birth of show business. The Greatest Showman tells the story of P.T. Barnum, a larger-than-life man who helped start the Barnum and Bailey Circus. Movies both entertain and inspire us. Don't miss these.
OK， 继续我们看 console 这个名词 ，con 这个字首有共同的意思，所以 console 在今天的课文中是指机器的控制台或仪表板。例如 ，the control tower's console is professionally designed and easy to use， 它台的操控台是经过专业设计而且易于操作的，或者是 all data of each PC in the office can be accessed by the central console。 办公室中每个个人电脑里的资料都可以从中央控制台读取。最后我们看thrust 这个动词 thrust 是指猛推、猛塞、挤或者是砸。注意它的过去式还有过去分词都跟原型一样，都是thrust。 例如 Tommy's grandma thrust some money into his hands when he left. Tommy 的奶奶在他要离开的时候硬塞了一些钱在他手上。 或者是 the hostage was thrust into the trunk of a vehicle by four unidentified men. 这名人只被四名身份不明的男子硬塞进了一部车子的后车厢。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we learn about another movie. Actually, this movie is an older movie. This is just like a remake, right?
Yeah, actually, Jumanji, I was going to ask you, Rebecca, did you see the original Jumanji starring Robin Williams?
Because I do remember watching part of the movie, Jumanji, and I really didn't like it that much.
What, was it too scary?
I don't remember. I just remember I didn't really like it. Maybe it was too silly. It's a silly movie, right?
Well, it's kind of silly. It was based off a kid's book or a children's book, which is very interesting, but it's also a very adventurous movie, and I think this remake is also going to be adventurous.
Well, maybe I should give it a second chance. Mm-hmm. Well, we read in Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, four teenagers discover an old video game console with a game they've never heard of.
Mm-hmm. And that game
is
probably Jumanji.
That sounds really cool.
Exactly, Rebecca. That sounds like you're getting interested in this movie.
Yes.
You might want to watch it. Well, it is coming out in the U.S. on December 20th. And we read on here, while attempting to play it, these characters, they become the avatars they've chosen and are thrust into the game's jungle setting. So they're playing this video game, and all of a sudden they find themselves inside the video game.
Now that sounds scary. Well, anyway, we see this word attempt to do something in our lesson. And if you attempt to do something, this just means that you try to do something, especially something that is a little difficult.
Yeah, for example, we attempted to negotiate a price or a cheaper price for the apartment, but that landlord wasn't willing to go any lower or give it to us for a cheaper price. We attempted to do it, but it didn't work.
That's too bad. So sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, anyway, these four teenagers attempted to play this game. And while they're attempting to play it, they become avatars, the avatars that they've chosen and are thrust into the game's jungle setting. So basically, it sounds like they become part of the game.
Yes, exactly. Wouldn't you like to do that, Rebecca? Go on an adventure in the jungle?
Yeah, like a video game, go into a video game. Sounds interesting. I was about to see what came next, and I realized I'm going to have to see the movie if I want to find out what happens next.
Exactly, Rebecca. Okay, so friends, let's move on to the next movie here in our lesson. The one musical this season celebrates the birth of show business. It's the one musical. Does that mean it's the only musical?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked because there's another phrase we want to talk about, and that is the one and only. And yes, so this season, the one and only musical celebrates the birth of show business. Now, what do we mean when we say the one and only? Well, this just means that this is the only person or thing or musical like it this year.
And it's a fun phrase to know. It's a fun phrase to use when you want to say how special something is, right? For example, oh no, the typhoon destroyed the one and only tree in our backyard. Or if we want to introduce someone special, we might say, and now let's all welcome the one and only Rebecca Brittingham!
Yay me!
Yay her.
The one and only Rebecca Brittingham here on the show.
Exactly.
That was a really good example.
Well,
and this is a fun phrase for you to know, so why don't you take some time and practice using it? Well, let's continue on with our lesson. The Greatest Showman tells the story of P.T. Barnum, a larger-than-life man who helped start the Barnum and Bailey Circus. Now, of course, you see the picture here. And we want to talk about the phrase larger than life. What does it mean if something is larger than life? That just means that something is very impressive. It attracts a lot of attention.
Yeah, and you see these words together with hyphens, right? It's used as an adjective here. Now, if you just want to use it as a comparative adjective phrase, you wouldn't have the hyphens. Here's another example. The entertainer seemed larger than life to most people, but to his friends, he was just an ordinary person.
That's a great use of the phrase. So anyway, back to this movie, The Greatest Showman. Sounds really exciting. A lot of cool stuff happening with this circus. Well, anyway, movies both entertain and inspire us. So don't miss these, especially this one.
Well, right now it's time for us to not miss the review skit.
Holidays wouldn't be the holidays without movies.
And this year's exciting lineup won't let you down.
I'm highly anticipating Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
You are not alone. Fans will learn more about their favorite characters and meet new alien creatures.
I can't wait. Oh, what about animated films?
Coco is coming. Miguel wants to be a musician, but there's a ban on music in his family.
A ban? Why is that?
You'll discover the reason when you watch the film. Another fun animation is Ferdinand, story of a big bull.
Oh, I know that story. I read the book.
Me too. Hey, do you like history?
Sure, I love history. Are there some historical events featured in this season's films?
Oh, yes. In The Darkest Hour, we learn about Winston Churchill. He is facing the prospect of war.
Oh, those were trying times. I'd like to see that one.
You might also enjoy Current War.
Is that about a conflict happening now?
No, it's about Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse. In the 1880s, they battled over how to distribute electricity.
They were both powerful men. What other movies can I look forward to?
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Wait, isn't that an old movie about kids playing a game?
No, it's a new movie about kids playing a game. They discover an old video game console. They become avatars and are thrust into the jungle.
Huh, sounds entertaining.
And speaking of entertaining, The Greatest Showman is a musical about the man who helped start the circus.
P.T. Barnum? He was larger than life. I'll add that movie to my list of must-see movies.
You should. This holiday, enjoy movies that will entertain and inspire.
Okay.
And don't forget the popcorn.
I won't. Popcorn.
Okay, so Rebecca, of mm-hmm. the movies we discussed today, which one would you like to see most? I'm guessing Jumanji, right?
Actually, no. I would like to see the movie Darkest Hour, maybe The Current Conflict, the Current War, and maybe The Greatest Showman.
So not Jumanji.
Yeah, not that one.
Right. Okay. Well, friends, what about you? Which one of these movies would you like to see most and why? We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.